So I juxtapose those two values, kaka or filtered, because to me, that's what it was about. See? Hi there, this is Kim Claver, and today I'm going to tell you a story about how I have never sold any product, or for that matter, opportunity or company that I have ever worked. I have now built six of these. I'm running an experimental team to do another one, and have hit the top spot in the first, 65 or 70 days. And I have done this from, 26 years now, without ever selling the product or the company or any of that stuff. And I wanted to show you how I did that because I got to the top of six companies over the last 26 years. And I did it by leading with something I call values. So not the product, not the company, not the history of the company, not the fact that they're debt-free, not the pay plan, not how wonderful their high-rise building is, wherever it is, not the people who run the place, none of that. And here's how you do that. And I didn't ever plan to market like this. I mean, this is something I sat about and thought, well, let's see, how am I going to do this? I just did it. And because I did it and it was so successful, a lot of people said, well, how do you do that? And you've done it so many times over all these years. It's like, well, what did I do? And so as many of us have experienced, we do something well and somebody goes, well, how'd you do that? And you go, well, let me think. Let me see how I did that. So I believe I have figured it out. And so I'm going to tell you what that is. In my first company, 26, 27 years ago, I sold water filters. And I had never heard of network marketing, never heard of this company, never heard of this way of doing business. I was in the real estate business. And in the first 60 or 90 days, I had sold more water filters than anybody else had ever done in that company's then 25-year history. They're now almost 50 years old, and they're still around. They don't sell water filters anymore, but they're still around. So these are people in the first 60 days that I had. I think we sold maybe 60 to 90 days, we sold $60,000, $70,000 worth of these water filters that were between $100 and $200 a piece. And these were customers, by the way, not distributors. I didn't even know that you should get distributors because the whole business model was new to me. I just thought about customers. But I never told anybody the name of the company. I never told them what the brand was or the type of carbon or any of that kind of stuff. What I did instead is I sold values. And when I say that, I mean that before I ever took up this company, and the only reason I had an interest in it is because I already was interested in filtered water. At that time, we were buying bottled water for like $1 a gallon. I would send people to the store to buy cases of it, 6 or 12 of these big boxes, and they would come lugging them up the stairs to my apartment in San Francisco. Because I was buying bottled water anyway. I knew I would never, ever drink anything out of the faucet. If you knew what came out of that faucet, you would never drink it either. To me, that's just plain caca water, and that was it. So when they said, when I saw these little filters, and I thought, well, they're pretty cool. I think I could probably sell those. The guy said, okay, so here's what you do, and you order them, and then you get the little business in the box. And so I said, okay, well, sign me up, and I'm going to see what I can do with this. So what I did is, at the end of my phone calls that I had with different real estate people, other agents, title company people, insurance people, lighting people, we were in the commercial business, so I did both retail and office leasing. And so we had 15, 20 people a day that we'd have to deal with making the deals that we were making. So what I would do is, at the end of the call with any one of these real estate colleagues that I had, I would ask them, hey, can I ask you an off-the-wall question? And they would say, yeah, totally. What's the question? I would say, well, do you drink the filtered water for $1 a gallon? Now, notice, this is something that everybody was doing at that time, or not. I mean, we knew about it, right? It was all $1 a gallon. So I'd say, do you drink the filtered water for $1 a gallon, or do you drink the caca out of the faucet? And then I would listen for the answer. And for people who said, yeah, I buy the filtered water, I pay $1 a gallon, I would say to them, okay, well, that's what I've done too for, the last 10 years. And I found an alternative for $0.05 a gallon. And I just want to know if you want to know what I'm doing right now. That gives me the water for $0.05 a gallon instead of $1 a gallon. So that's how that process started. And for the caca water drinkers, that is the people who drank out of the faucet, they would always say, Yeah, I drink the whatever you called it out of the faucet. And then they would say, Kim, why do you call it caca? Which gave me the chance to tell them exactly why I would never, ever drink out of any faucet anywhere, ever. You know, it's certainly not in the United States. And I told them why in no uncertain terms. I mean, if you know that basically bleach comes out of there and you're spending $100 or $200 or $300 a month for good face cream, and then you realize, think about what you're doing. You're standing in the shower and you're flooding your body and your face and your skin with basically bleach water. That's what it is. That's what chlorine is, bleach. So how in the world are you going to keep a good looking skin when you dry it out with bleach every single day? To say nothing of the other crud that comes out of there. And today's water is even worse because of all the painkiller residue that is running through the water from all the people that have passed on to the next state. So that's why I would never drink the water out of the faucet. And that's why it doesn't deserve to be called water in my mind. So my thing was, can I ask you something weird? Do you do this or that? Do you get it for a buck a gallon, or do you drink the caca out of the faucet? So I juxtapose those two values, caca or filtered, because to me, that's what it was about, see? And I sold more water filters. My gosh, we had people saying, well, let me try it. And I would say, every 10 people I talked to, I would get 6 people who ended up taking the demos, because that's how they did it in those days. And of those people, you know, I would say 8 out of 10 bought. So probably a third to 50% of everybody that I talked to bought one of these things. We had whole house units, shower units, you know, all these different things. And it got to be to the point where every week I would hire college kids to rent a pickup truck and deliver all of them and install them all in all the places where I had done the sales. So what I'm trying to say is that those people never said what's the name of the company. They never said what type of carbon it is. Even though the box that I got, the little blue business box, had all these brochures with all this stuff about this is granular carbon instead of block carbon, and the reason you want to have block carbon, or I mean granular, is because block is bad, and you know, we do this and we do that. I know that what comes out of the faucet is not worth going into my body. Boom. I don't need anybody telling me that, because I knew that. That's why I sold this product. That's why I liked it. And I knew that. And the fact that I had personally tasted it and compared it to what I was paying a buck a gallon for, to me, I was all the proof I needed. So I never brought up anything else, and nobody ever asked. When I got it to the door, they said, oh, what's, you know, and then they mentioned the company, which, you know, happened to be NSA. What's that? So it's just a company that sells these things, and I like it. So here it is. So what I'm saying to you is that when you market values instead of the thing itself, the product, what happens is you reach out to people and touch them in a place where they either have a value or they don't, which makes it very easy and painless, and there's no stress. If somebody says, I don't do a buck a gallon, I'll keep drinking the caca out of the faucet, no problem. You know, see you on the next thing and see you at the property. Boom, it's over. But many of them didn't know about the caca in the faucet, and that comes out of the faucet. And many others didn't know you could get something for a nickel a gallon instead of a buck a gallon. And of course I told them, listen, there's a little downside. What's the downside? Tell me, Kim, you know, because we all know there's a downside to everything good. And I would tell them, well, it's a gizmo, so you got to attach it. You know, we'll come do it for you, but it's a gizmo. It's not like having a big jug. So what's good is no schlepping up the stairs. What's bad is you have a thing sitting on your counter or underneath your sink. I mean, that's the trade. So people knew all these things in advance and said, bring it over, and that was it. Okay. So what I'd like to do is, I have a 45-minute video that lays out how I did a lot of this and how we invited people also, because this is a very close cousin to inviting people to come to an event where you do a demo and you have 30 to 40% of the people buying instead of everybody standing around because they were the wrong people to invite in the first place and they just came for munchies and wine and nobody's going to buy. If you've had that experience, you want to know exactly how to do this with inviting people to your event, because you do the same thing. You lead with values and you juxtapose values. And I'll show you where to find people, even if you don't know them, but through other people that are the right ones that have the values. So they say, great, give me that. I want it. Okay. So if you'd like to see that, I have a 45-minute video. It's on the house, shows you blow by blow how I did that. And then I have a special program that we've done. It's how to pack the house so that you know who to invite, and if you don't know anyone, who you know that you can get to know, who does know the right people, how to wow them at the event, and how to do the so-called closing in such a way that people are lining up to say, I want to buy this. And that's what we did. And so I'd like to show you how to do that. So if you'd like to see that 45-minute instructional video with that offer at the end, remember, there's a program at the end where you can really get into this and do it, go to packitfull.com. Just like it sounds, P like Paul, A-C-K, I-T, F like Frank, U-L-L.com. So you can put in www.packitfull.com. And you go there and you'll see a video, and at the end of it, there's an offer for the Pack the House program. And that's how we pack the house countless, countless times, using the same values-based approach where people never even knew what the company was or the name of the product, because you know, in the end, they don't care. Most of them don't care. Network marketers like to know, but for every other person, they just want to know, does this meet my values? Is this really what the kind of thing that I'm looking for? And that's what's been my experience in 26 years, and I've gotten to the top of every company that I've ever done, and in almost all cases, faster and with fewer people than anyone else who built teams in those same companies. So I'm giving you this because this is how we did that. All right? I hope you enjoy it, and I'll talk to you soon. This is Kim Claver. And if you want to come to my Facebook page, come to facebook.com/Kim.Claver, K-I-M dot K-L-A-V like Victor, E-R. Or you can come to my resource site, which is KimClaverAcademy.com, just like it sounds. K-I-M, K-L-A-V like Victor, E-R, A-C-A-D-E-M-Y.com. All right, this is Kim Claver. So I juxtapose those two values, kaka or filtered, because to me, that's what it was about. See?